John, I would like to know about that march in March. What are the arrangements that you're making?
There's both plane and bus. We're going to basically have our bus to ourselves and the plane to ourselves, so that will be convenient for students. Any kind of student that would like to go up there the day of and come back, this time will not have to miss class because March in March will be over spring break. That is either one blessing or curse of the new calendar change. So as far as what we're going to be looking for, the March in March is generally the most powerful day of the student advocacy calendar. A lot of people that organize the March in March are actually concerned about this because it invites students to not be as active during other parts of the year. However, this day is really where a lot of changes are accomplished. This is right after the budget started being considered by the state legislature. And in the last legislative session, this is also when the Cal Grant changes were rejected, which would have moved the Cal Grant requirements up to higher GPAs for students and would have affected about 30% of Cal Grant recipients, a lot of which attend our college.
Wow. And the March in March, I remember as being an exciting time when a lot of people were getting together talking about ideas, and the news said, oh, boisterous demonstrations, lots of arrests, etc. What's the reality you saw?
Last year was actually not as typical of the March in March because there was also the fever of the Occupy movement going on as well. And the two approaches are very different. The March in March is organized by the Student Senate for California Community Colleges, which is a statewide student association. And if they are seen doing direct action, their reputation is directly compromised. However, with the Occupy movement, it's a leaderless organization, which you have a lot of grassroots people that will go up there and do whatever, and they're representing themselves, not the Student Senate. And that's one of the things that kind of like distracts from who's doing what, where.
I would like our audience to know that I went to March in March, and I've had a more contentious time riding the blue line back to Long Beach than I had there. That was a great, orderly group, mm-hmm. and I would go again. When can people get more information on March in March from you? Are you having meetings or anything?
Well, at tonight's town hall will be the first opportunity. Publicity is going to start coming out pretty big next few weeks. I'm going to begin getting the classroom visits together. So if I happen to stop by your classroom or any member of the Associated Students Committee stops by in the next few weeks, you'll have the information there. Our advertisement is going to be largely focused around social media. Again, the successes were great, so hopefully we'll be able to continue that success.
And I think that there are a lot of things that students don't realize about the state budget and about the California situation that's going to have a direct impact on them and the calendar change. A lot of these things tie in together, and I think that that's something that hopefully we'll be able to explore before we go to March in March. And just for example, the fact that 90-unit cap on financial aid that's coming mm-hmm. forward, the 90-unit cap on receiving lower rates for classes, even if you don't get a Board of Governors fee waiver. These are all things that are going to affect students right here because of the situation that the last few years has forced students in. Take as many units as you can, get your priority up. The state saying, no, you can't do that anymore, but they're punishing the students and not the school. And it was the school system that encouraged this kind of behavior.
When is the 90-unit cap due to take effect?
It looks like it's going to be phased in over a couple of years, so it's not going to be immediate. But we do know that the Student Success Task Force, which came out of the state legislature, is really pushing that these changes happen, and they happen now. The idea that students are hanging around, as it were, I think it doesn't really reflect the reality of what the student experience really is on the ground, that students felt forced to take as many units as they could because that was the only way they had a benefit.
Exactly. And the idea of students hanging around is a little bit ridiculous anyway. I look mm-hmm. around, I see people looking to find their way in life. I see people that maybe at 18 aren't the people that are going to be at 21.
Exactly.
So exactly. Hannah, what about, since I realize you're on the Budget Resource and Allocation Committee, what have you seen in terms of the budget now that 30 has passed?
I'm actually not on the Budget and Resource Allocation Committee. I had a class conflict, so I delegated that to my lovely President Simon.
I keep picking on you today, Simon.
I'm doing everything, apparently.
No, I'm going to ask you about that, though.
Sure. What we saw was that there was a good response to the Prop 30 money, and I think that this college has done one of the things it has done a good job of, and I'll be clear, I don't think the calendar change is one of those. But the idea that all of that money had to be used, and it had to be used now, because that was the deal that the governor's office then made with the community colleges. You have this Prop 30 money, now use it and add students back now. I think this college has done that very aggressively. We do have a large summer period with about 750 classes. And I think that is the only good thing to come out of Proposition 30 or the only good thing to come out of the calendar change is that we've been able to add it all back in. Although we could have added it to a winter, but that's neither here nor there at this point. I do believe that we're also using the money to build back in student workers, because student workers were one of the most hard-cut areas, and obviously students need jobs, and student jobs are educational. That's the whole point of them. They provide an educational experience while also providing not a fantastic income, but an income to a student. And so we've been able to use some of the Prop 30 money to build that back in. Some of it will go to expanding the Veterans Resource Center programs. And one of the things that the Budget Resource Allocation Committee mentioned was the use of the implementation of a cross-cultural center, a place where students from a variety of different cultural backgrounds, ethnic origin, sexual orientation issues, can all come together and have a safe space. And this is one of the things that I'm personally wanting to move forward, the AS is personally wanting to move forward, and I think that we can use some of the Prop 30 money for that. The one final thing that was a bit of a contentious point was faculty raises. There's in the BRAC offer, 1.5% raise for each faculty and staff member was put into the budget. It wasn't a large element of the Prop 30 money. I was satisfied with that being the compromise because it was allowed for faculty raises, not for executive salaries, though. That's the clear distinction. So I was happy with that compromise. Several of the faculty members wanted to make that a double raise to 3%. Fortunately for the students who need classes, that was voted down, and the BRAC offer that you saw went to the Board of Trustees went through, minus the cross-cultural center.
If I may add one thing to the Prop 30 money, I feel like the decisions on campus immediately reflected the previous situation of outcry against the Board of Trustees. I believe it was like February 22nd, the class cuts then and the student protesters then. I think that the Board of Trustees reacted to the wrong problem and ended up addressing their lack of financial planning rather than addressing the lack of communication with stakeholders. And I feel like that's been a critical flaw, and it's going to continue to hurt this college.
And we really need people to get out there, come to things like tonight's town hall meeting, make their voices heard. And if all of you have maybe about another 5 minutes, I'd love to come back and get your thoughts on advice for students right now and how they can best support you.
Absolutely.